Nebraska Untapped, the source for everything educational and informational about groundwater in agriculture. If you are an ag producer or a citizen of Nebraska, this show is made for you by the Middle Republican Natural Resource District.
Now it's time for our weekly show, hosted by Heather Disming.
Hello, everyone. Thanks again for joining us on this week's edition of Nebraska on Tap. We are super excited for you to be here today because we are going to talk to Alexa and Devin from DNR. They drove all the way down here from their homeland in Lincoln to talk to us. And luckily, my brother was a willing participant to talk to them about some of the things that DNR does for farmers and for the NRD here in Nebraska. So stay tuned as we get into that. And thanks again, Vaughn, for coming in and letting us quiz you a little bit for 15 minutes. So stay tuned. We'll get into that interview in just a little bit. All right, everybody can go ahead and introduce themselves.
My name is Vaughn Dismang. I'm a farmer rancher in Frontier County.
Hi, I'm Devin Ashmore. I work in the director's office at the Department of Natural Resources.
I'm Alexa Davis. I also work in the director support division of the Department of Natural Resources based in Lincoln. Okay, so Vaughn, I know you're a farmer rancher car guy. I'm just curious, what do you know about the Department of Natural Resources or anything on our website, our services, products? I know that that's a very ambiguous question. And some people told us that we worked with renewable solar panels and fossil fuels. And I was like, no.
Well, I know you guys deal with the groundwater. I know that for a fact. Different aspects of drilling wells and everything like that. And basically, whatever we have to do with aquifer and, you know, and those aspects is what you gals deal with.
The Department of Natural Resources is a state agency that works with the 23 natural resource districts across the state, so the NRDs. And we have this relationship where we work together with surface water and groundwater quantity, somewhat quality is more of the NRD's perspective. But the Department of Natural Resources mostly does surface water quantity. So we do like dam safety, floodplain management, water planning, helping with those integrated management plans. But we also have a permits registration team that helps register wells. So we work closely with NRDs and with NDE to make sure that wells are registered through our system. We have a interactive webpage that farmers and ranchers can go online and they can find their wells and find information about it. Specifically, it's been really important for people that have maybe high pollutants in their water and they want to apply for a reverse osmosis system through NDEE, knowing their nitrates. So if you go to the interactive webpage, you can see the information on your well. If it's registered, you know, you can work with the NRDs to decommission the well if you don't use it anymore, et cetera, et cetera.
And all that kind of loops back to DNR because our groundwater registrations team works with the NRD to complete those forms.
But we also have a water administration team that deals a lot with water administration. So with the NRDs having certain allocations of groundwater pumping, whether it's, you know, set by the NRDs or it's set by state, local, federal controls to be in compliance with a compact or a decree. The department has to work a lot with the landowners and the NRDs to make sure that the state is in compliance, especially for the surface water groundwater rights, first in time, first in right, prior appropriation system. So we have field offices across the state. So you've probably worked with some of our water administration field office guys. They work a lot with the different NRDs across the state.
Well, no, not anymore, I guess. I don't have any of that ground anymore. But we used to do surface water on reuse pits and stuff like that, recycling water on flood ground.
So you probably are pretty aware of the quantity of water that you can pump due to the Republican compact, right?
Right. Yeah. And there are certain areas around here where it is allocated, and then there are certain areas where you're not allocated. And it don't seem like you go that far. And then once you get north here, you get into the sand. So then you play a different, you know, different areas got different gallons and different, you know, inches you can pump. So you're playing playing all them games.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of the nice thing about Nebraska and having the natural resource districts is that everywhere is slightly different in how they manage their water, depending on the resources that are there. And the Republican is a unique place in the state because of the compact. And it's, I don't want to say like restrictions, but I think that the water management within the Republican is... it's very unique, and it's almost like a poster child for the rest of the state because there's a lot of flow meters here, there's a lot of telemetry, there's a lot of investment that has gone into the Republican to know how we're using water and to use it in the most efficient way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're no-till farming is a huge deal around here, and it was actually started a little bit south, you know, down by McCook area where it's actually drier, and they learn to manage their water, and it's done wonders for farming around here, not to mention soil conservation and everything to go along with it. So your erosion and everything else to help. And then fertilizer management through chemigation and everything else that we've learned to spoon feed the plant versus trying to put it all out there at once and having that runoff if you do get a big rain or a snow in the spring and then not pollute the groundwater and or streams or anything else that's going along.
So I have a... kind of a random question. It does deal with the Department of Natural Resources. So the Department of Natural Resources got funding through what was LB 925, the Resilient Soils and Water Quality Act, and I'm helping Kent Zimmerman kind of deal with that funding, and we have a small group of stakeholders that includes the NRDs, NRCS, Department of Ag, Nebraska Corn Board, a bunch of different people. And so we all have come together to kind of work on this idea of what's the best way of getting information out to farmers and ranchers, whether it's a cost share opportunity, who's the local expert, what are like the things that you should or shouldn't do if you're trying something new, how are the ways that you can get involved in your community. So I was just wondering, how do you know the stuff about, you know, like runoff or fertigation or chemigation? Like how have you learned that, and who do you go to ask those questions?
Well, that's kind of an experience deal, and trial and error. And, you know, with the internet, there's lots of opportunities to see different way of people farming and everything else. And it's amazing how you don't have to travel that far to see a lot of different things that's going on. Normally your local pub, sometimes you'll learn a little information that you may or want to learn or may not to, you know, at certain times. And there's different conferences that happen around and, you know, information that you can gather. But mainly, I think a lot of it's trial and error, and what works for you might not work for somebody else, and then vice versa. What maybe is working for everybody, you know, is a great deal, but I think there's so much trial and error and so many different soil types in a small area that you have to learn what works for you and in your area and kind of take a broad perspective of ideas that everybody's doing and have a trial and error and see what works best for you and your operation.
That is so true. There is a NRCS web soil survey website that you can go on. You can see the different soils in Nebraska. And oh my gosh, there are so many. So what you do on your farm, you know, the person across the street from you can have completely different soils and have to manage it completely different, which then would impact the water quantity and quality. So
yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. In a small area, you know, you just take the state of Nebraska and how many soil types there are and how far you don't have to go to see a broad range of it.
Yeah, or even like the agro-economic zones in Nebraska. So you've got like, I mean, you have Scott's Bluff, you have the Sandhills, you have the Niobrara. That's completely different than like Omaha and Lincoln, and then here in like the Republican. There's just so much variety in Nebraska for natural resources. I love it.
I guess it's kind of lucky that you have someone that you know that works at the NRD. It seems like you have all of the information that you could possibly need, or at least resources to access those people. Are there any areas in like which like maybe you don't know where to find information? Or is there something like in the back of your head that's like, wow, this would be really good information to have or know, like in terms of like water consumption or anything like that?
There's always something somebody doesn't know that always wants to know. But the problem is sometimes you don't know what you want to know until
you're there.
You're there and you don't know the answer to the question.
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know.
Right. You know, it's kind of a hard question to answer because, like I say, you know, yeah, there's always something more you want to know or wish you could know and figure it out. But at the same token, you don't really know till the question's, you know, answered or asked, just like you said. And then all of a sudden, shoot, well, how do I answer this question, you know, kind of deal.
Yeah, and like you were saying, it seems like your community is, like, at least a little close enough to go down to the pub and you can ask somebody and they might know the answer. You know somebody that works at the NRD, so I guess in that aspect, that's fortunate.
Oh, yeah, and you know, in a small rural area, like here in Frontier County, you know, you basically know everybody, you know, mm-hmm. in that aspect. I mean, you're talking of a, you know, Curtis is a population of 1,000 people. Well, shoot, you've known most of these people your whole lives. And so it's kind of easy to, you know, to go up to, you know, you're not asking a stranger a random question when you go to a convention, and, you know, and there's...
Which can be very daunting and terrifying.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. In its own right. Yeah, for sure. You know, it's not like going to a, you know, a convention in Lincoln or Omaha and trying to find the right person, you know, that you think or maybe that has the answer, you know, and mm-hmm. and that you don't know, you know. So it's kind of cheating around here, you know, and there's experience, you know. I mean, everybody's done this their whole lives, you know, mm-hmm. and I guess I grew up with farming and with my dad. So, you know, there's a lot of questions it's pretty easy to go ask him when on his trial and errors and mm-hmm. and Pioneer seed salesman, so he has a little access to some information that not, you know, everybody gets to, and tries to hand that out to our customers and everything else. So you gotta play a little bit of a cheating game that not, you know, not everybody has the opportunity to or can ask the questions to the right person, maybe, you know, in that aspect.
Yeah, I was just gonna say it's like institutional knowledge. So my dad used to work on cars, and so if I ever have a question, like, I'm gonna go to my dad before I go to Jiffy and ask them a question, because he's gonna be more blunt with me, give me that information in a way that I can digest it and be like, maybe you don't need to do this, or I know how to do that, let me show you, because I did it this way and it didn't work out. So it's nice to have that kind of relationship. I can only imagine what it's like here, because I mean, I'm from Omaha, I'm a city brat, I'll just say it.
Well, yeah, and you know, I'm from Lincoln, so and
also
I
also a city brat.
Yeah, yeah, but at the same time, it's also like you go to those bigger towns, and people don't know, like, maybe what an NRD is. They don't know who DNR is. So to come to a community that has all of this knowledge just so accessible is actually pretty cool. So. And I guess just as a side note, our groundwater team is working on some additional resources for people who use groundwater. So how to register your well online. They're going to come out with some training videos or just some how-tos, tips and tricks for our website. If you guys have any questions on that, be looking for that. And, you know, like you said, conferences are a really great way to get some additional information. Our groundwater team goes to those. Our groundwater team was just at a groundwater conference, and they gave a demonstration on some of those resources too. So if you just have some, maybe you don't know what you don't know, and you just want some just general knowledge and information, definitely take advantage of those opportunities.
We can ask Fawn how he was finding out the information about his wells.
It's pretty easy. Sergeant or Downey or whoever you use as a well system normally knows how deep your wells are and when they were drilled and all the good stuff. But it's nice to know that you guys can get on your website and figure that information out as well, because sometimes it's curious, you know, to figure out how deep some wells are that you're picking up ground or renting. And it's a lot easier to get on the internet and look it up and know the data that way versus making a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And as I was saying earlier, the Republican Basin is a poster child for water management because of the compact. Like, you have to know how much water is being pumped out, what's being recharged. You know, we have equations for what's being evaporated, you know, because we have to stay within compliance with Colorado and Kansas. So you're in an area that is just plentiful of data on water management, which is really cool. But I don't have anything. I'm sure as soon as you leave, I'll be like, oh, yeah, that always happens. But
Do you guys want to go with Vaughn and watch how a baby cow is born?
I've already done that this morning. Sorry,
I was late for that. We were driving past and we saw a bunch of baby cows and we jokingly said, and I say jokingly, we were like, let's take one. Because they just look so cute.
We would not.
But they just look so adorable.
They're cute for a little while. I got 4 bottle calves. I can beg to differ that you feed them for a few months. They're not as cute as what they started out as in the first couple weeks.
Little guys.
Well, you could say that about like kids. Like babies are cute, and then toddlers, you're like,
and they
why?
Start walking and screaming.
And then you know, then they're like. Yeah, productive sure. members of society that sometimes. Aren't as very like angsty. My little sister is 18 and I'm just like, oh my god, you're driving me nuts. That was a little rant, sorry.
All right, Vaughn, thank you so much for stopping in today and letting us have a little interview time with you. Alright, thanks again to Alexa and Devin for coming all the way down here to Curtis from Lincoln to talk to us about how DNR helps with farming aspects when it comes to wells and how they work here with NRD when it comes to wells and other groundwater management and surface water management things as well. So thanks again everybody for tuning in today, and again thanks to my guests. We'll be back next week, and don't forget to go to www.nebraskaontap.com. You can find our newest episode there on our RSS feed, or you can look at our YouTube videos there, which are just honestly softly visual for everybody, but I don't really like to be on camera, so... Anyway, and don't forget to like and subscribe at our Spotify, our Apple Podcasts, and also on our YouTube, too. You can also check out Alexa and Devin's podcast from DNR called Around the Water Cooler, where they give you a brief update. It only lasts about 5 minutes about what's going on there at DNR. And you can find those on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio as well. Until we see you next week, have a great one. Bye-bye.